Okay, today is Bov Metzia of Daf Tzadi. We're on Pei Tasamad Beis on the last line, Tana Rabbanan. Okay, so Tana Rabbanan. I have a brisa that says, Poros Hamiraksos Betvua. You have these cows, and Rashi says, Shishorin Saorin B'mayin U'miyachin Osamatana. You take the barley, and you soak them in water, and then you dry them in the oven. And now afterwards, you bring the cows over to thresh on them. So this is post Gemar Malacha. According to Rashi, this is post Gemar Malacha. So these things are already Muhuyavim in Meiser. So the Paros are Miraxos on Tfua, which are things that are Chayiv in Meiser. And also, the Hadashos Betruma U'Meiser. Or if you have, I don't know the difference is, but or if you have other cases where the produce is already subject to the Chiyuv of Truma U'Meiser. So what's the din? Eino ober mishum bal taksom. If that's the case, if these items are subject to chumur meiser, you're allowed to, there's no isser muzzling the animal when they thresh on these items. Because why? So, well, let's just get first things first. Haprosh chumur meiser. Just a quick chazar, right? So first you take off the chumur gedola, right? You take off the chumur gedola, which is really the shear of the kolshu. You give that to a kohen. Then you mafris Meiser Rishon, right, which is a tenth of the peros, and you give that to the Levi. Then the Levi has to be mafris one tenth of that, and that's Truma Meiser, and he gives that Trumas Meiser gives that to the Kohen, and also the Bailam has to take off a tenth of what's left for Meiser Sheni. He brings that to Yerushalayim, except on the third year. In the sixth year of Shemitah, he's mafris instead of Meiser Sheni, he's mafris Meiser Ani. That's just the way the setup. Okay, so you have these things that are subject to Truma and Meiser. You're not over Mishum Bal Taksom. Why? Because the Torah says, Rashi says, Eino over below taxom. Tosos brings down, first Tosos says, Perish Bekuntras, the Stam Dayish lo habe Truma U'Meiser, She'ein Regil to Truma U'Meiser El Achem Eruach. He says that Stam is a regular case is that it's not sub Truma U'Meiser normally in this instance. Usually you don't have it sub to Truma U'Meiser until after Meruach. Here, it's not the regular case, and the Torah didn't make the din except in the regular case. Tosos says, wait, if that's the case, then even by chulin, you shouldn't have an isser of los aksom if it's done in an irregular way. So he says a little further down. He says near the time of mishum l'ksiv di show, right? No, right? Los aksom sure, but di show the mashma haroi loy lo. It has to be stuff that it's roy to him. Mishum l'ksiv di show mashma roi lo. U'meiser mamung gabohu. Meiser belongs to hekdesh. U'truma namli yisrael asal itein lepnei behemta. You can't even give the truma to your behema. You can only give it to the kohen. This is a machlokas about why. But the din is here. If it's Truma U'Meiser, it's the polar opposite. If it's Truma U'Meiser, there's no Isser Lo Saksom. Lo Saksom only applies to stuff that's not Truma U'Meiser. But the Gemara continues. Aval, Mipnei Maris Ayin. We have an issue of Maris Ayin here. If you're going to be walking, you're going to be using your par in the field, and you're going to be muzzling it, people don't know what's going on. I'll say, oh, there may be instances where you're allowed to muzzle, and they'll go ahead and do it in those situations. You have to go check, again, always the chilek of Moshe between Maris Ayin and Chshad. So here he's saying it's named Maris Ayin. So what do you do? Mevi bull, you bring some sort of, I think it's a necklace. Me oso hamin, you see a necklace filled with foodstuff similar to the min that you're threshing. Reik betola la, and you hang it around the neck of the animal. The silk shraks of Zepia. You hang it around its neck so we can eat from it. In other words, you see from here, I guess this is a hecker, by putting this around, normally you don't do this, by putting this around, somehow this has to get rid of the Marasayan issue. So you put this necklace containing the feed around the animal, and the animal can eat from there so people can see you're not really muzzling the animal, you're just not allowing it to eat this because it's Meiser. I guess somehow that gets rid of the Marasayan issue. But Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Rav Shimon ben Yochai says, maybe karshinin v'sola losha karshinin yapos lamin akol. He says, no, you don't have, Machlokes how to read this. He says, what you do, instead of bringing peros le'osomin, you bring karshinin, which is what? Is it kusemis, I think it is. What does he translate? What? Well, fetch is just is low level food stuff. But that's what karshinin is. Okay, it's some sort of Michael Behemoth, but that's a different type of food. It's not the same type. You bring this karshinin, and you put it around, and that's what you have the animal eat. So machlokas, we've shown him whether or not Rishon ben Yochai is arguing on the Tanakami here, right? The Rosh says the Rosh Shimon Lechai is called Tanakam. You don't bring from the Osomin. You have to bring the Karshinin. However, the Ritva says that Rav Shimon ben Yochai is not Cholkan Talakama. He's just being mafarish his words, meaning even though you're not allowed to bring any other min, you're allowed to bring Karshinin. Either the min you're working with or Karshinin, because that's healthy for the animal. The Ritva proves it from a brisa later on where we bring the Rav Shimon ben Yochai as a raya. And he says, if Rav Shimon ben Yochai was cholik on Tanakama, then how can you bring Rav Shimon ben Yochai as a raya? He's a yachid against the rabbi. You would say, it's machlokas tanoim. By the fact that you bring Rav Shimon ben Yochai as a raya later on, that shows that Rav Shimon ben Yochai and the Tanakama are one shita. But then the question is, why you bring the shita of Rav Shimon ben Yochai? You should bring the shita of Tanakama. Okay. So, you see from here that if the animal is threshing on Truma and Meiser, then there's no isser of Chasima. Right? It's the opposite. Uriminhi, we'll ask a stira between Brysos. Paros hamarkisos b'tvua. Paros that are markisos on tvua, like we just had before in the other brisa. Eino over mishum bal taxom. There's no iser bal taxom over here. But uhadashos b'tshumos u'maiser, if you are dorish on shumos u'maiser, then over mishum bal taxom. Right there you see the stira. Here it says there is an issue of chasima by truma u'maiser. And then the next part of the brisa, which we'll talk about later, v'nachri hadash b'parosos Yisrael, if a guy is using my cow, right, and he is muzzling it, even in accordance with my instructions. I tell him to muzzle my cow. Ain't no over mission about taxon. Then either Jew and not over about taxon. But Yisrael adash b'parasos shal nachri. But Yisrael, baruch haba. But Yisrael who's dash b'parasos shal nachri over mission about taxon. If you are using a guy's shear and you muzzle it, then you're over about taxon. Basically, the issue about taxon goes not about the owner, but who's actually performing the action. But we'll discuss that brisa, that part of brisa when we get to. But nevertheless. Kasha Chuma Chuma, Kasha Meiser Meiser. There's a stira between the brises, both regarding Chuma and regarding Meiser. The first brise says Chuma and Meiser, there's a tour of Chasima. The second brise says this is an Isser of Chasima. So what's the answer? So there's a bunch of, I think there's three answers that the Gemara tries to bring about what the chilik is between the first brise and the second brise, in order to explain the way the apparent stira. So Gemara says, Bishlama Chuma Achuma Lo Kasha. It's fine that Truma, a Truma, there's not a question. There's no issue with Truma. Because Khan, the first Brisa that says that it's Mutter, that there's no Isser Chasima by Truma, that's dealing with the case of real Truma. That's Truma Mamish. By Truma Mamish, there's no Isser of Chasima because it's Disho, we say according to Tosos. It's not yours. There's no Isser. Khan, but the second Brisa that says there is an Isser by Truma is Bigidule Truma. What's good, right? What's Gedule Truma? Gedule Truma means that you take seeds of Truma and you plant them. You plant them in the ground. So now the din is what grows is not Truma anymore because whatever the seeds sort of melt away in the ground and what comes out is something new. So what the whole issue by Gedule Truma Midor Raisa, it's not Truma. Midor Rabbanon, we say that there's an issue over here because Minotauri the Kedusha is Pokas when it goes in. So what happens here? So what you have, the reason why it's usher to do chasima, the reason why it's usher to do chasima is because it's not truma. It's really mamon chulin. So you can't do chasima. But there's a din derabbanan. The Ritva says you can't eat gedule truma because we have a din derabbanan that we have to compare it against other truma because we're worried that what people they're worried by gedule truma they were worried people would say I have truma over here, I want to get around truma, let me just plant it. So they made a takani, and now that you can do the truma either. So now you can't have the animal eat the gedule truma. So what are you supposed to do? You can't muzzle it, but you can't have the animal eat it. So Ritva says, yes, so what you do is you put the thing around the neck, so it makes sure that it eats from what's around its neck, you're not muzzling it, and you're not having it eat from the gedule truma, which is asur midrabanan. Okay, so we have no problem with the stira in the brises between truma and truma. Ella, meiser, meiser kasha. We still have the question regarding meiser. Okay? So the chitim meiser meiser nami lo kasha. Maybe you'll try to answer this way. There's no kasha regarding the stira meiser and meiser. Khan, the first brisa that says that it's mutter is the meiser, which is real meiser, meiser mamish, and khan begedule meiser. In the second case, we begedule meiser. Try to answer it the same way. So the Gemara says no. Bishma gedule truma truma. The din of gedule truma equals truma midrabanan. That's a halacha. Ela gedule meiser chulin inu. Gedule meiser are real chulin. Right, gedule meiser are really chulin. Ditnan gedule tevel u gedule meiser chulin. I mean, that's pretty clear. So what happens? So if they're really chulin, then it's pashut that there's an issue of lo saksom. The Bryson had to teach me that. If it's chulin, it's chulin. What is the Bryson? Bechidish by gedule truma by gedule meiser. You have an issue of lo saksom. Duh, it's chulin. If it's chulin, you can't have chasima. So that can't. The only time they made the takana by gedule is by truma. They didn't make the takana by gedule meiser. Why? Why didn't they make the takana? So I think it's a Rashi in Pesachim says. What is he saying? Because Rov of the Tebel is chulin. So therefore, not exactly sure. Whatever, that's the halacha is that this gedule, well, I gotta look, I didn't remember why. But the gedule meiser is not considered a meiser mid rabbanan. So therefore, we haven't answered the stira between the brisos, by meiser and meiser. Why one brisa says there isn't isur chasima by meiser, one brisa says there is not an isur chasima by meiser. So ella lo kasha. There, we're going to answer this way. The second brisa that says it's usur to do chasima by meiser, that's talking about meiser rishon. That's talking about meiser rishon. That's the first part, right? There it's usur, because that meiser rishon is meiser rishon is mutter to the bialim. Guess what they say, right? The second brayse that says that's usher for chasima, that's the meiser rishon, and since meiser rishon is mutter to zarim, then it's considered disha, like Tosfos says, and isn't isher chasima. But the second brayse is talking about the meiser sheni, talking about meiser sheni, which is chutz l'Yerushalayim, which is usher to eat. So once it's usher to eat, so then it's not disha, and therefore there's no isher of chasima. But so the Gemara says, I have another way to answer. The Ibais Ema, Ha, both Brysos are talking about Maiser Sheni. Aye, but Maiser Sheni, we have a problem. You're not allowed to eat it. So, the Lokasha, Harav Meir, Harav Yehuda. There's a Machlokas, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda. The Machlokas is in Kiddusha, in Dafnun base, regarding a case where someone is Mekadesh, a woman, with Maiser Sheni. Ishimi Kudeshes, is that you have to use your own stuff that has to belong to the Bialim to do Kiddushim. So Rav Meir says she's not Mekudeshes, and Rav Yehuda says she is Mekudeshes. So the right machlokas is whether the Maiser Sheni belongs to the owner. Well, it belongs to the potential husband in that case. So Velo Kasha Harav Meir Harav Yehuda, and Ha, the first Brysa that says that it's Mutter Chasima by Meiser, they hold like Rav Meir. The Amar Meiser Mamo Gaboa. Who? That Maiser Sheni belongs to Mamon Gavoa, so it's not yours. There's no problem with Chasima. But the second Brysa that says that it's also to do Chasima when you're being Doshin Maiser Sheni, that's Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Maiser Sheni Mamon Hejodu. He says Maiser Sheni is Mamon Hejod. It belongs to you. Therefore, you can be a Kaddish woman with it. If it belongs to you, then it's Disho, and then there's an Chasima. Now the Gemara says, wait a second. We're talking about a case where you're threshing produce in the field and it's already Maiser. But the chiyuv meiser usually doesn't come in until after gemar malacha. So if you're still in the field, how is it chayiv and truma is a meiser? Just the whole time. Why are they asking the question now? Should we ask? This is a threshold. Sorry, the pun. This is a threshold question to the whole sugya. So he says, hechidami. How's the case? The chiyuv meiser is only by gemar malacha. So what's going on here? So the Gemara says, kigon shehegdimo b'shibolin. What you did is before. You were mafrish, I guess, when you put them in these bundles, right? It's before the gemar malacha. You put them in these bundles, and then you're mafrish, and then you, I guess, over there, you were mafrish trumas and meiser, and then you took these bundles off and you put them out to be threshed. That's the word. You put them out to be threshed. So this works even before gemar malacha. So again, what happened? You gathered them all up. You were mafrish trumas and meiser, and now you put now you wanted the cow to thresh on the food on the stuff. So that's, even though it's before Gemar Malacha, this is an instance where it's still, the Chiyuv Truma Meiser has already set in, because you're already Mamafrish, so the stuff that's being threshed is already Truma Meiser, and you have to, the issue is, whether or not you can be do Chasima when you're being Medosh that item. Okay, so now the Gemara asks, wait a second, Rabbi Yehuda said that Meiser Sheni is Mamon Hejot, and therefore you're allowed to eat it, and therefore you're over an Isser of Los Achsom. But haboy choma. In order to eat Maaser Sheni, you have to be in Yerushalayim because it says lo suchal lechol b'sharecha. So how does the whole thing start? So really, you're not allowed to eat it until you get to Yerushalayim. So if you're not allowed to eat it, then there's no problem with chasima. So what's going on with Rabbi Yehuda? So Gemara says kigun shadash lipnei mechomas beis pagi. We're talking about the case where Yeshua was dash the tefuah of Maaser Sheni within the city limits of Yerushalayim, not necessarily in the real. This base park is a place where they conquered, they added on. You know, sometimes the city, you can annex a certain part and make it part of the city. So this part is a little on the outside of Yerushalayim. It was annexed by the city of Yerushalayim. It's part of the greater municipality of Yerushalayim. And you were dush over there. So really, it came into Yerushalayim. So you're allowed to eat it. It belongs to you. And you can, and it belongs to you. So therefore, if you're dush, it's an Isser Chasima. Okay? That was the second way to answer the stira by Meiser Sheni, because we said it was Meiser Sheni, one was Rabbi Yehuda. Ibais Ema Lo Kasha, there's no Kasha by the Meiser. Why? Because the first price that says you're allowed to do Chasima, or there's no Isser Chasima, is B'Meiser Vadai. It's definitely Meiser. But Khan, the price, the second price that says you're not, that's usher to do Chasima, it's B'Meiser Demai. It's by Demai, which is, what's Demai? It's the Peres Hama Aretz. It's the Chi of Meiser Midirabanan. So there was a chiyuv ma'aser derabbanan. So there, even though you're not allowed to eat it, because there's a chiyuv to take ma'aser off me derabbanan. Nevertheless, the iser of lo sachsom is docha that, viewed as if it's yours, and you're not allowed to be chosim the animal when you're threshing that. So the Gemara says, wait a second. If we're talking about ma'aser and demai, so why did we go back when we said the truma? Right, when we had the truma answer, we said one was truma, one's gedule truma. Just answer by truma also. One's real truma, one's demai. So what should we? Why you go? We answer the truma case as the truma gedule truma. This answer saying the meiser case. We already can answer both of them. One's real, one's demai. Why split them? So Gemara says bishlam meiser demai ika. Is there demai when it comes to truma? Again, truma is the first part. You take that small little piece off to begin with. So they're going to say there was never made. There's no problem of demai when it comes to truma, because the amei aretz, the whole problem is that the amei aretz, that they didn't separate, and they separated truma because it's a small amount. Number one, number two, it's a chiyuv misa if you eat that. So the Gemara proves that. So bishlam meiser demai ika el truma's demai mi ika. What's the case of truma's demai? Right, the hatanya, we have a brisa af who? Who's who? It's Yochanan Kohen Gadol. He was bitel es habidui. The Gazar al Demai, the Fisha Shalach, Bechol Gvul Yisrael, Beroah Shalohi Marfrishna El Truma Gedola Bilvad. So the second thing is what's relevant for us. He saw that the Ami Aretz weren't Marfrish Truma, so therefore he made a Gzera that there's Demai when it comes to Truma. If you buy stuff in Ami Aretz, you have to take off Truma. The first thing is what it was Bitil Savili. What's that? On the last day of Pesach, in the fourth year and the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, you would bring the Bikurim, you say the Vidur Meiser, right? It would be Vidur Meiser. And part of the Vidur Meiser is that you say that I gave everything to the Levium. I gave the stuff, I did everything I was supposed to do, and I gave to the Levium. However, in the times of Ezra, when the people came back, the Levium, we saw this tomorrow also, the people didn't, when they came back, Ezra was kones that you would only give the meiser, you would only give the meiser to the kohanim, not to the levium, because the levium didn't come back to Eretz Yisrael. So he made a knas. So you can't say I gave everything to the levium. So he was mevatel the vidoy, because what you're saying wasn't true, because you weren't giving it to the levium, you were giving it to the kohanim. That was the first thing. But the second thing he says is that he said that he was gazar al demai, that someone buys payers from our aretz, you have to be choshesh that they didn't take off what they needed to take off, because Yisrael, the Rosh Elohayu Mafrishin Elo Truma Gedola Bilvad, they were only taking off Truma Gedola. So see from the, you can see that they were taking off Truma. So once they're already taking off Truma, there's no demai, because there was no chash when it came to Truma. Why was there no chash? Because we said, like we said before, because it's a small amount and there's a chiyav misa. The question is, though, what about Trumas Meiser? There's also Chiyuv Misa by Trumas Meiser. Trumas Meiser, again, is the second thing that the Levium is supposed to take off. And if you eat something that wasn't Mafresh Trumas Meiser, then you have an issue also. So the Meiri says that they, so why in that is there an Inyan of Demai? It's also Chiyuv Misa. Is that they were more heter because they felt that it was really the job of the Levium to take that portion off. So even though there was a chiyuv misa, just like there's by truma, they still didn't take off the trumas meiser because they didn't think it was their obligation. They thought the obligation was on the levium, and they didn't realize even if the levium didn't do it, then they have to separate it. Also, you can't eat it until that produce is separated. Okay. So Gemara says now. Now the Gemara brings another. So the Gemara brings another answer. Basically, what I just said, that there's no steer between the brisos. That right. Because we're not talking about Truma Gedola at all. We said we're talking about Truma Gedola. We're going to be saying, no, we're talking about Truma's Meiser. Because Truma's Meiser, there was also an issue of Demai. And we could say, Khan, but Truma's Meiser Vadai. The Bryce that says you're allowed to do Chasima is talking about where it's Truma's Meiser Vadai. Truma's Meiser Vadai doesn't doesn't belong to you, therefore there's no inyan of chasima. The second brisa is talking about chumas meiser demai, about demai by chumas meiser, which we said there is an issue of chumas meiser because they only took off chuma gadola, so there is an issue of chumas meiser. So therefore we can say this last answer says that both cases are dealing with demai, just we're not dealing with real chuma, we're dealing with chumas meiser. Okay, so that was basically the Gemara, just as a summary, the Gemara had asked a steer between the brisas whether or not there's an isser of losaxom by chuma u'maiser, and the Gemara answered l'gabi chuma, we had the following answers. We can say one's chuma and one's gedule chuma, or we can say we're dealing with chumas meiser and one's real chumas meiser v'adai, and the other brisa is chumas meiser demai. Okay, and when it came to the meiser itself, we had the steer and the meiser. So one answer was one's meiser risa, one's meiser sheni. The second answer was we're dealing with meiser sheni, just machlokes and Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda. And the third answer is one meiser vaidai and one is demai. Okay, finish with that sugya. So now the Gemara is going to bring a suffik, the gabi the din of chasim ashur. Okay, and Rav Sheshes is going to answer the suffik based on the sheet of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. This is what we alluded to about the Ritva alluded to earlier. So boy minei, they asked the shaila of Rav Sheshes. Haisa ocheles umasrezes mahu. The shor has stomach problem. It eats and it gets diarrhea right away. The food is bad for it. It causes it to have these issues. So mahu, what's the deal? Are you allowed to be chosim the animal? Because it's for the benefit of the animal not to eat right now. So you're allowed to do chasima on the animal, right? So do we say mahu mishum demalehu v'halo malele odilma the chazim mutzara v'chazim mutzara? Basically, what's the reason why you're not allowed to muzzle the animal? Is it because it's for the benefit of the animal to eat, and therefore here it's not for the beneficial for the animal, so you're allowed to do chasima? Or is the reason is because the animal's going to be threshing while and he sees food, and it's going to cause tsar. The animal doesn't know if he eats this, it's going to cause him to have the diarrhea. He just knows he sees food, and it's causing pain that he can't eat. So in this instance also, he's going to see the food, you're going to muzzle him, and he's not going to be able to eat, so it should be usher. So do we say the reason is for the benefit of the animal, or so it doesn't cause the animal tsar?
Maybe should
work. That's a better question. But you know what? You have to. This is your livelihood. You have to work. You have one animal. You're agrarian society. What are you supposed to do? Tomorrow's supposed to rain. It could rain tomorrow. It would ruin my produce. I have to thresh. I mean, there is an issue with tsar by the chayim, but I have to thresh. So Amar Luhu, Rav Sheshes says, Tanisua. We already answered this from our brisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, maybe karshinin mesola losh, karshinin yachpos la minakol. The reason why Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says to bring the karshinim because it's good for him. So Shema Mina Mishum Demali Lehu. The whole inyun about chasima, we're talking about the animals, whether it's beneficial towards him or not. So that's why. So therefore, if the chasima is healthy for him, then you're allowed to do chasima. Shema Mina. Yes.
Does this have larger ramifications about second guessing mitzvahs?
Yes, that is why you're being Doris the time of the cross over here. They talk about it. Right, there's a Tosfos Arush here I didn't really totally understand. There's a Tosfos Arush that talks about it, that why here? Usually we don't say a Torah time. It says halal muzzle, halal muzzle. Now you go into the Sfara to figure out what the reason is.
Change the halacha.
Well, right. Well, because we're not changing the halacha, really. We're just saying that the halacha never applied here. But right. Well, so I Rabbi Elephant on the OU website quoted a Tosfos Arush that I didn't get a chance to look at. But what? In this case, if you're muzzling anything, what about the Marasayan issue? Yeah, but you can't say you'd be told the thing around it, because if he eats it, it causes the problem to begin with. I don't know. It's a good kasha. So you buy lahu. Well, now we're going back to the whole din about with the guy. So you buy lahu. Second. Mahu sheyomer adam lenachri. Can a person say to a guy, chasom parasi v'dushba, muzzle my cow and you can use it to be dosh? Rashi says b'dosh your tua, right? Tosa says what are you talking about? What would be the question if I tell a guy use my cow, muzzle him and dosh the guy's tua? I'm not getting any benefit from it. Definitely be mutter. Rashi says, Tosa says chasom parasi v'dushba, third to last Tosos. Peiris bedosh b'tuasi. Tosa says no, not like Rashi. Tosa says that take my cow, muzzle it, and bedosh my tua, right? Demarviach b'amir lo nachri, because then I'm marviach now, because now I'm getting my field threshed, and the cow's not eating any of my food. I get more food, right? Because because the Bituah Shgachri Tosu says, Pshita Dushari, of course it's Mutter, Kevin Shein Yisrael Niskar Bechassima, Ela Adar Abba Matzid, Kamosh She Pshita, he says, same way, it's Pshita Shemutter Lomel Nachri, Achol Nevela. I can tell Nachri, eat Nevela, what's the big deal? I'm not Marviyach by this. And he says, and Nami Mutter Lomel Nachri Beshabbos, Helith Basar Ubashal Litzarkacha. I can tell a guy, here's meat on Shabbos, go cook it for yourself. It's not a Mirul Nachri. It's a Mirul Nachri. I'm getting a benefit from it. So if it's not my field, Tosfos says, what's going on here? It's not a Mirul Nachri. Why is Rashi saying that you're talking about a case where it's my field? Rashi says it's the guy's field. Right. I didn't write down the answer for Rashi. Okay. So that's different ways to learn it. Whether or not you tell it, when you tell the guy, whether or not you're talking about your field or the guy's field. What do you mean? That's the case. Yibayilahu, ma'u sheyomer adam l'nachmi, chasam parasi b'dushba. If he says this, is the over nisser. That's the case. So mi amrin, the chiamin amil l'nachmi shvus, do we say that when we say that amil l'nachmi is isser d'rabanan, that's hani milil in Shabbos. That's only when it comes to Shabbos, which is chamar de isser skila. So therefore we made a takana that you can't have amil l'nachmi. Aba chasima de isser lav, but chasim is only an isser lav. Lo, maybe we didn't make an isser of amil l'nachmi, and there wouldn't be a problem of telling the guy to be chosen. Rashi is talking about has your question in mind by saying, if I tell him to be chosim the para in my field, so then I'm gaining from it. That could be the question. Then there's a reason why I'm telling the guy, because I want to thresh my field and I also don't want to lose any of the produce. Or maybe Rashi has that tension also. So, but Dilma Lo Shana, or maybe there's no chilik when it comes to Amir L'Nachri. Amir L'Nachri by all Yisurim are Usser. So the idea there's an Amir L'Nachri, our Gemara has a suffix whether Amir L'Nachri is only by Shabbos or by other Yisurim. When it comes to Amir L'Nachri by Shabbos, the Mechilta says that it's based on a pasuk. It says, Kol Malach Lo Yasu Bahem. Right? It means lo tasa atov, lo tasa chavercha, lo yasa goyim lachtecha. No one can do malacha for you. And the Smag writes that this is a drasha gemurim in the Torah. According to the Smag, Amila Nachri on Shabbos is an isidor araisa. Most people don't think we hold like that. We hold like the Ramban al Torah and the Ran. They say that it's only a smachta, but really it's just it's an isidor rabbanan. What's the reason for the isidor rabbanan? So Rashi in Shabbos says because the goy is nechshav like your shliach, even though there's typically no shlichus by a goy. Over here, the Chachamim were machmir and made him like a shliach, and therefore it says, if you did it. So therefore, that's the Isser. And Rashi, there's another Rashi that says that the Isser is because of the Pasuk of the Dabur Davar. Now that I do these whole simon and Shulchan Aruch about doing these things that just violate the spirit, I guess, of Shabbos, the Dabur Davar. So the Stipler in Shabbos and Simon and Hay asks, if the Isser is because of Dabur Davar, that's not shayach in any other Yisurim. What would be the suffix in our Gemara? Ah, but Dabur violates the spirit of Shabbos. We're not dealing with Shabbos over here. So what's the suffix in our Gemara? It would be clear as day that it only applies by Shabbos. It doesn't apply to any other Yisurim. So the Stipler and Rav Chanan, they all say that you need both. Even on Shabbos, you need both reasons. Because what would happen? Let's say I would tell the guy to do malacha for me. I would tell the guy in Erev Shabbos to do malacha for me on Shabbos. Still an Isser of Amir L'Nachri, but there's no Dabur there because I didn't say anything on Shabbos. Or what if I told a guy? What if I told a guy on Shabbos to do malach me after Shabbos? It's also apparently an issur d'rabbanan, but there's no violation. So what? He's my shliach there. So what? He did malach me after Shabbos. So the Stipler says you need both, and therefore both reasons apply, and therefore you can have the suffix in our Gemara. So what's the story? So Tashma, Anachri had dash b'parasol she Yisrael. If Anachri is dash threshing with the part cow of Yisrael, ain't over mishum b'altachsom. The Jew is not over the Isser of Baal Tachsom. So the Gemara makes a deal. Mabar hu delo avar ha Isur Ika. Ah, he's not over the Isser, meaning he doesn't get Malchus, I guess, but it's still not allowed to do it. That's the deal they're trying to make. So it's still Usser. So the Gemara says, no. But din hu di Isur Naimelech. Really, maybe you would say there's no Isser at all. But I did a ton of Sefer. Since the Sefer says, the Yisrael adash parasa shenachri over, then since the Sefer says that if Yisrael is using the Goy's power, then he's over those Tachsom, so just for symmetry, they say Tanaresha Eino Over. But you can't be a die from the Lashon that it's Eino Over, but it's still an Isser. I'm not sure what that diuk is anyway. Now, don't we have the opposite diuk now? So shouldn't that be a Raya the other way? The Gemara just says it's no Raya to say that it's Usser. So we don't know. So let's try to answer another way. Tashma, the Shochu Leil Avu D'Shmuel. They said the question to the Avu D'Shmuel, right? Halein Tori, these Shoros, right? Let's read it. The Gandhi Aramai,
Umaganchin Yason Mahu.
What's the story over here? You had these shoros, right? They wanted to sterilize the shore. Apparently, sterilizing the shore made the shore better to work in the field. But there's an iser for the Jew to sterilize the animal. So what we would do? They would have goyim quote steal the animal. So they would tell the goyim, "You steal my animal, and you sterilize it, and then you give it back to me," right? So the goyim would be masaris the animals, and then they would return them, and they did this for the benefit of the Jew, because the Jew would rather have a sterile shore, because it's better, a sterile shore work better in the field. So mahu, can you use these animals? Because basically it's a mirul nachri on an iser. I'm telling the goy to sterilize for me. Tosos brings down the difference that in the shulchan of Avrachaigon, he says that what he used to do is shayu koshin dinner bekisho behim bechazaka. They would tie a very valuable item to the shore, and then when the goyis came and saw it, he would go ahead and rip the valuable item off, and ripping it off where it was, you would be masaris the animal. But Tosos doesn't like it because the Lashon says that they actually would steal the shore, not just steal something attached to the shore. Nevertheless, you would have the goyim be masaris, you sterilize the shore for you. So what's the din? Because they're trying to trick it. They're trying to get around. They're doing a harama here. They're trying to get around it. Trying to trick them. Trying to trick the halacha. It was stolen. Oh, it came back to me. Now it's sterilized. Huh? If that peeks up and says something. So, Shalach Lehu. So, the Abba Shmuel answered, Haramad is Abid Behu. These guys try to make a harama by being Masaris to Shor, right? Because the Bailim knew that the Goyim were doing this. Nevertheless, they turned away. Right? Harimo Alayabi is Dabnu. So, we're also going to do a harama. So we're going to also force them now to sell the animal. They can't use it. They can't use the animal. So you see from here that there's an isra mirul nachri even by an isra that's not isra Shabbos, because if it was mutter to tell the goy to do this, then they wouldn't say, oh, they were doing a harama. It's usher to do it. So too, it's usher to tell the goy to be chosim to be chosim the shore. So Amr of Papa Bnei Ma'arava, the Doch of the Raya, says no. This Bnei Ma'arava will ask the question. Sabri la kirabi chidka. They hold like Rav Chidka. The Amri, because they who said Bnei Noach with Subin al Hasiras. He says there are 8 mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and the 8th one is Bnei Noach can't sterilize. So it's an issue for them as well. So what's going on here is not this is a mule nachri, it's a litnei iber. So they're going around, they're making an issue of litnei iber by the goy. That's why Abba Shmuel made the knas. Who says he made the knas because of mule nachri? He made the knas because you were over on litnei iber. So basically, the machlokas are showing him whether or not we pass him like this dikui. It seems the Rush says that no, really we pass like Avodah Shmuel. We pass like Avodah Shmuel. They were choshes Avodah Shmuel, but we don't pass him like Rabbi Chidka. So what's the reason why we're choshes for Avodah Shmuel must be because really there is an iser of Amir Nafri in this case. Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, it's a pass of lipne iver to anybody who has an iser. So there's an iser for a goy, you can't do lipne iver to the goy as well. The question is, that probably goes into the hakira of what lipne iver is. Is it a lipne iver, a own separate iser, or is it lipne iver of that? You get an X in the lipne iver category, or do you X in the category of the aveira that's going on?
Nobody mentioned anything about pace.
Right. Because that's an iser on the iser on the makif and the nikaf by payas, I think. Because iser on the nikaf also. We say makif and nikaf. Maybe, I don't know. Good question. That's off the top of my head, I think. Maybe that's a different story. So Rabba Lameimar, so now that Abu Adishmul says you have to sell it. So Rabba, what you say, Yim Karul Shchita. You have to tell it, you have to sell it for Shchita. Right? What would be this? Because if you sell it for Harisha, right? This thing is very valuable now as to plow the field. So if you sell it for Harisha, you get a lot of money. So it's not such a big deal. But if you sell it for Shchita, you're going to get less money. So Rabbi said, we have to get him. So make him sell it for Shchita, so get less money. So Amalei Abayi says, no, Dayan Shekanasta Alein Mechira. So not that you force him to sell it. You don't have to make him lose all the money. He can sell it for Harisha and get the higher value. But so the Gemara says, Pshita b'no gadol ki akar dami. It's pasha that you can sell to your b'no gadol. B'no gadol here, most Rishonim say, is talking about a guy, your son who's not somech al shulchan, even if he's younger. Because that's outside of your rishus. But b'no katan mai. What about selling it to a cut, your cut, quote, selling it to your child who still eats at your table? What's the din? So Rav Achai aser. Rav Ashi, sorry. Rav Achai says it's aser. Rav Ashi says it's mutter. Mireimar marzurcha. Va'amri lehanu tre chasidi. And some say it was two other people. Michalpe ahadadi. They would switch their shoros with each other in order to be mekayim the knas. I don't know exactly what that means. I guess they were choshesh. They were kind of they were machmir on themselves. Tosfos says it's not like they had the things done to the animal purposely. They were choshesh that maybe it happened to their animal that the guy would do that. So they would switch each other the shoros, and they would be mekayim the knas of Abu the Shmuel by quote selling their animal for charisha. So you see here that these Amoraim were choshesh for Avuah d'Shmuel. So the choshesh for Avuah d'Shmuel, even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Chitka. So why your choshesh for Avuah d'Shmuel must be, the Rosh says, must be that Avuah d'Shmuel is really a raya, that there's an isser of Amir l'Nachri even by something that's not Shabbos. Because otherwise, why would they be, if the only reason Avuah d'Shmuel is because of Rabbi Chitka, then they wouldn't be choshesh for it. But some achlokas we're showing them whether or not that's how you paskin this. So the Rosh says that way. Fine.
To do
what?
To have the
bike
steal it and then you're going to switch it with somebody else.
Why would? No. Since you did something bad, since you tried to do harama, we're going to be marim you.
So how are we explaining what
Mirei Mar Zutra did? They were choshes that I don't know. They were Toso says. No. They didn't do it. Look at Toso. Shalomi daitum hayim misar sino son. Tosos asked the question right away. Right, mikol makom hayim achlif and shema lo yahaminu haolam shahayah shalom midaitam. O mishum shalom yomru ha'achayim v'nachri lasos kei v'yomru shalom midaitenu asu. Maybe other people do it. They would just do the switch right away. In case it happened to them, they did the switch. Well, we ought to just check whether it happened or not. Why do they have to... If it was nisras yet, why do the switch? Well, they were friendly. You get business deals, you know. I'll take you out for lunch. I'll sterilize your horse. I don't know. Okay. So Bayi Rami Bar Chama, right? Hoshiv la kotz bepia. You didn't muzzle it, but you put some sort of thorn in the mouth of the animal, so it can't eat. Maho, what's the din? So Mar says Hoshiv la. If you put a thorn in, that's chasim ma'alisahi. That's chasima. If you put it in, you can't eat. Eli yoshiv la kotz bepia. What happens if there was a thorn in the animal? Maho, are you allowed to be dushed with the thorn in there? You have to remove the thorn. And Tosa says this is intim seloma. What about Hebrews la ari mi bachutz? What if there's a lion outside? So the animal's terrified. You know, when you're scared, you lose your appetite, and it won't eat. So mahu, can you dush when the lion's there? Wait a second. Hebrews la, if you put the lion there, chasima alisahi. That's also chasima. You're doing something that's not allowing the animal to eat. So ella rovitz la ari mi bachutz mai. What if there was a lion outside? Can you now take advantage of the situation and do harisha because it's not going to eat? Or you have to get rid of the lion first because it's chasima. Or hemid binami bachutz ma. What if you put the child of this animal outside? I guess seeing the child also causes it not to eat. So Gemara says that's one question. Or you have to shoo the child away because it's sort of the de facto chasima. What about haisat smei lamayim mayim? What if it was thirsty? Apparently the shore wouldn't eat if it was thirsty. So can you do bichorish when it's thirsty? Or is that considered a chasima as well? What about paris la katavliya al gabi disha mahu? What if you threw out like a leather cover over the stuff so the shore doesn't see the stuff it's threshing on? Can you do that? Right? Or is there an isra chasim on that as well? So the Gemara tries to answer the last safek. Pshut meha chada detanya. We have a brisa that says Rashai Baal HaPara. The Baal HaPara is allowed. Lahari Paraso Kadesh Tuchom Nisha Harbe. I'm allowed, if I'm renting out my cow to you, I can starve it for a couple of days beforehand, so I'm going to go see what eats a lot. I'm allowed to do that. Right? Kadesh Tuchom Nisha Harbe. And also, the Rashai Baal HaBais, Lahate Pekia Army of Nebehem, Kadesh Lotuchom Nisha. You're allowed to throw out straw on top of the food, so it eats the straw. So you're trying to prove from here, you can throw something on top of it. So Gemara says, wait, that's different. Shani Hasan to Ka'achla. There, at least you're giving it something to eat. It's choosing to eat the straw, but it's giving something to eat. Here, you're putting a leather cover on it. It's not eating anything. And Ibai Seima, well, if you want Bidoka, that answer, that right also, Ibai Seima, Rashai Balabais, Lahatya Pekia Amrifnei Behema, Meikara, Kidei Shelo Tukal Harbi Minadisha. You're allowed to, put the teben down, the straw down. It's not at the time of Disha, it's beforehand, so in order that it won't be hungry. But it doesn't mean that you could do it at the time of the Disha. And here, you're putting the cover down at the time of the Disha. Another suffix. Let's just finish up. Chasam mi bachutz mahu. What if you muzzled it before you went into the field? Shor B'disho, is the Isser only Shor B'disho, that he's not allowed to do the muzzling at the time of threshing, Amar Rahmana, V'hala B'dishahu, and this you muzzle it before Disha, Odimah, you're supposed to read it, Lo Doshu B'chasima. It shouldn't be muzzled while it's doing the Chasima, Amar Rahmana. That's the suffix. So Amar Leh, sort of, you see my answer, learn it out from Kohanim. He says, Mibes Abicha, right? Atal Lamed, right? The Pasuk says by Kohanim, Yain B'sheikha Atashit Atal Vanecha, Itcha B'voachem Elocho, Mohed, you're not allowed to be drunk. So B'voachem Huda Asr Hamishta Umayel Shari, does that mean that you're only allowed to eat, you're not allowed to be drunk before you come in, but you're allowed to get drunk when you're in there? So he goes, no. You're supposed to separate between Kodesh and Chol. You're not allowed to be drunk when you do the Avodah. So Elamah Hasam B'Shas Bi Elotei Shech. It means that when you're doing the Avodah, you can't be drunk. Hachanami B'Shas Disha Elotei Chasima. You can't have any Chasima when you're doing the threshing. And Tana Rabbanan, we learn a Brisa, Hachol Simes HaParah, right? V'chein HaMezade B'Kalayim, right? Potter. Meaning, if you did Chasima, but you didn't do Dosh, or you put a Kalayim, a Shor and a Chamor together, but you weren't Choresh with them, rather somebody else did it, the person who sets it up, he's Potter, because he didn't do it, he didn't do the Karisha or the Tisha with the Isser. But ain't a loka el hadash umani bilvad. Only the person who's actually threshing, and the person who's actually leading the animal during the Karisha, he's the one who's over on the Isser. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good Shabbos.